Or should we expand our home? Or should we plan on having a family because of this? You say, does this really happen? Yes. Yes. Every once in a while you get a sect of fanatics out here, which do us all a lot of good, predicting the coming of Christ on an actual day. Then they all get around waiting for it in their white robes and nothing happens. You see what that does to the credibility of the Christian church? It attacks us. The jokers who are talking about Jesus coming back again. A lot of them are going to be dead by the time their prophecies fail. And then who's going to be around to pick up the pieces? The church, with a blushing face. Now let me clearly state this. I am not saying that manipulation makes you an unbeliever. I am not saying being mistaken about prophecy and saying it wrong consigns you to hell. I'm saying that it misleads the body of believers so that they think because you are a man of God, what you say in this area is just as valid as what you say about salvation. And when that happens, they put their confidence, as that prophet did, in a man. And the moment you put your confidence in a man and you do not test what he says by the scriptures, you are vulnerable to the same mistake that that prophet made. And you are also vulnerable to the same judgment. Ours is too important a message to get mucked up with people who spend their lives on biblical prophetic interpretation. It is more important to preach that Jesus Christ on the cross paid for our sins. It is more important to preach that Christ saves to the uttermost all who come to him by faith. It is more important to preach and to reach out to a dying world than it is to spend your time with prophetic charts and proclamations and prophecies about what you think God is going to do when God has not spoken. It is important to speak the truth in love, but it's important to speak it. I often get criticisms when I talk like this. I can't imagine why. Criticisms are, Walter Martin's great on occults, but you have to understand that this theology on prophetic interpretation isn't his field. Let me bury that once and for all. I am certified to teach on university and seminary and college level in five fields. Systematic theology, one of those fields, which covers prophetic interpretation. Comparative religions, cultic and occultic phenomena, apologetics, and philosophical theology. Five fields, not one. Therefore, I am giving you good systematic theology when I tell you here that the Christian church has never believed this nonsense. In all history, we have never believed the people that jumped up all over the place and said, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. Because every single time, it didn't happen. Now, if Jesus is going to come in your lifetime and my lifetime, hallelujah. But if you major in that and you listen to the voices of people who tell you that God has said it, you are going to be neutralized in your Christian life and you're going to be walking around on a constant high from one disappointment to the next disappointment because God is not going to act on the schedule of the people who say God has spoken. He's going to act on the schedule of what he said. And he said he would send Jesus Christ back to earth again on his schedule. For the Father has placed these things, said Jesus, in his own power. Well, if it's in his power, bug off. If it's in his power, mind your mouth. If it's in his power, don't set dates. If it's in his power, leave it in his power. And do not presume to speak when God has not spoken. The only thing that we can say as Christians is this. Jesus Christ will come again. The signs of the times will give us an indication. But they will never give us a date. And when you start playing chronology games and adding up years, and trying to fix a time in the 1980s when Jesus is going to come back. You are spinning your spiritual wheels, and you are not acting as a mature Christian. I don't suppose that what I've said this morning will endear me to some souls. I prayed a great deal about this, and I want you to know from the depths of my soul, I don't care. The only thing that matters is that I tell you the truth. I want to close on this note. Remember the message of the prophet in 1 Kings. Remember how jealous God is of His word. Remember how important it is to speak consistent with what He says, not with what you think. And as I've told you many times, and I tell all my students everywhere, test everything you are taught by everybody by Holy Scripture. And if it is in accord with the word of God, believe me. And if it is not in accord with the Scripture, then follow the leading of the Spirit and the authority of the Word of God. Test all things. Hold fast to that which is good. And that which is good is that which is consistent with the Word of God. And it is inconsistent with the Word of God to set dates and to speak presumptuously when the Lord has not spoken. He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church, and obey Him, for obedience is better than sacrifice.